Hello and welcome to the second episode of the
Zara and Zara Studio.
Okay, so
podcast,
loudcast.
Yeah, it's a loudcast na podcast. Okay, so ano ang pag-uusapan natin today? Anong gusto niyo pag-usapan today?
Viruses.
Viruses. So what about the viruses?
Viruses.
What is viruses?
All right, that's a good first topic. What are viruses? Can you tell mommy more about what viruses are? So while they are composing their thoughts, the reason we are discussing viruses today is because for the past week, ano yung pinapanood ninyo na show?
Dr. Binox.
Dr. Binox. And Dr. Binox is a?
It's a learning episode.
Learning episode about what kind of topics?
About viruses, about pollution,
viruses.
About space derbies.
Oh, space service. That's good.
And no, space derbies.
Ah, space derbies. Okay.
Awesome.
So, alright, let's start. Anong gusto nyo, ano yung matutunan? What, Sander? Viruses can make?
Viruses can make people sick.
Okay, viruses can make people sick. So, what else? What else can we share to our readers? To our listeners?
I wanted this topic to be viruses because the whole year there has been a pandemic of COVID-19.
And the
COVID-19's original name is novel coronavirus. The novel coronavirus can also cause pneumonia. Okay, Sander, what are you saying?
Sander, how about you? What do you want to say?
Viruses are going in. Viruses are from animals.
Okay, so they can come from animals. What else?
Yeah, from bats, from wildlife.
Okay, from wildlife. Oh, what else, Sander?
And snake.
Oh, and snakes.
And mouse.
And mouse.
Really? Mouses?
So, ano pa? Anong, can you name some viruses that we can teach our listeners?
Okay. The first is novel coronavirus. The second is Zika virus. Zika virus. And then hepatitis B. And then influenza.
Mm-hmm.
Salmonella typhoid.
Salmonella typhoid.
And rabies virus.
Rabies
dengue virus. And varicella zoster. Influenza A virus. Yellow fever virus. Chikungunya virus, and smallpox virus.
What are you saying, Sandy?
Chickenpox.
Ah, chickenpox. That's correct. Is it a virus also? Okay, let's test our sound pad, ha? Okay. So you receive a warm round of applause. So for those who are listening, actually, these kids have been watching Dr. Binox over on YouTube.
Kids.
Okay, YouTube kids. And so far, all the viruses that they have learned through watching, they have also made some illustrations out of in their notepad. So, can you tell me, since we are still in the COVID-19 pandemic, can you share more about COVID-19 coronavirus?
Okay. They can also go to your lungs, so they can also cause pneumonia. That's what they said.
They can cause pneumonia.
Pneumonia.
Okay.
And if you have COVID-19, you can be suffering from dry cough, sneezing, and fever.
Okay. So Is there a cure for these viruses? For example, for coronavirus, do you know of a cure or a way to prevent in order for people not to get sick?
Antibiotics, and always wash your hands and clean your house.
Mm-hmm.
And do not go outside unless you really have to.
Okay, so that's good. You shouldn't go outside unless you really have to. Okay, so to our listeners, meron pa ba dyang lumalabas?
Doctors.
Doctors, okay. So, doctors naman, they are called as essential. Okay. So, let's hear Sander, his turn. Okay, go Sander.
Viruses ride in one slide and door handle and on bus seat.
Oh, and in the bus seats as well. That's correct. Do you know, Sander, that last year, Achi Zara and Mommy were still riding on buses as late as January and February of 2020? We didn't know that it was that scary at that time, right, Achi?
Yeah.
Kasama ba ako?
Parang not last year. Not last year.
But you get to ride a train.
Mm-hmm. You got to ride a train. Do you want to say something, Sander?
Yes.
Okay. So, can you share another virus, Sander? Ano yung viruses that you could possibly get when you have been bitten by a dog? Tama ba? Is it the
rabies virus?
Okay. So, can you tell us more about the rabies virus? What do you know about the rabies virus?
My animals no get angry and a coco got my peoples.
Yeah, and when the rabies virus gets into the animal's brain, the animal becomes angry and something comes out of his or her mouth, that is like saliva.
And then the virus is also in that saliva.
Yeah.
Alright. Medyo scary. I'm actually scared of very big dogs and the very angry dogs. I'm very scared of those kinds of dogs.
Me too.
Ako scared na ako kay Meow Meow eh.
You're scared of Meow Meow? Meow Meow is our puppy. Why are you scared of Meow Meow?
Yeah, Meow Meow is very kind.
Mm-hmm. Why are you scared of Meow Meow?
Kasi scared ako. So, pag binite niya ako.
That's why we have to love and care for our pets. Don't pull their tails. Huwag nyo silang gulatin. Don't surprise them out of the blue.
I won't surprise them. I will just first ask them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared pa pag hinahabol ko Meow Meow eh.
When he's playing with you.
Yeah.
By the way, one of our puppies is a Shih Tzu, but we named him Meow Meow.
Yeah, but
she Meow Meow. Pag hinahabol ako, Meow Meow. Kinakati niya ako, gin-ride ko ng bike ko nasa Mandaluyo.
Oh, maybe, parang Meow Meow also likes to ride on a bike, right?
Uh-huh.
Pag si Meow Meow, si Achi binubuhat niya si Meow Meow. Mag-drive.
Alright. That's good. Okay, so number one, about dogs. Well, about any other pets or animals, we also have to be cautious. Diba? dapat ingat rin tayo, practice proper distance, especially if it's a dog we are not familiar with, hindi natin kilala, hindi rin nila tayo kilala. We ask permission from the owner kasi they will know ano yung situation of the dog. Is the dog or the temperament? Is it a happy dog? Is it a dog that will play easily with kids? Kasi some animals are very jealous kapag mayroong kids or small children na lumalapit sa pet parent nila. Kasi they feel also that they are the children of the pet owner. Kaya minsan nagsiselo sila kapag, ah, bakit may little boy, little girl? Or sometimes, they see bigger people or children as threats. Na baka, baka bad person to, ganun. So, we have to always check with the pet owner and don't go near pets on your own. Dapat you are supervised by an
a parent or guardian.
Yeah, by adults, diba? All right, okay. So we have discussed so far coronavirus. And next, Sandy, what did you share with us? What virus was that?
Zoom in.
Huh?
Zoom in.
Ano zoom in?
That's what Dr. Reinox says. That's the first two word. That's the first two words before he teaches us something.
Oh, all right. Okay, sorry, I pressed the wrong button. Ito, kaya tayo natin. Alright. So, what did you say, Sadie? Again? Can you repeat it?
Zoom in.
Okay, zoom in. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's
alright, so let's zoom in to the third virus that you will teach our podcast listeners.
Okay. Hepatitis B.
Alright, Hepatitis B. So, what is Hepatitis B all about?
Hepatitis B destroys our liver, and if the liver can't do its job, storing nutrients, our skin will turn yellowish, and we will become thin.
So, good ba yun kasi kalma kung if you are overweight, you will become thin. Is it good to have hepatitis B?
Nope.
No, why not?
Because I don't want to turn yellowish and I don't want to be super thin.
Ah, so super thin that it's not healthy na.
Yeah.
Right. So, do you know na in the Philippines, maraming merong hepatitis B? Actually, ang short term nila for that is HEPA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw it in my book.
But that's different from when we have, di ba, si Daddy in his new gadget. There's a HEPA filter.
Uh-huh.
So, different naman yun from the hepatitis that you are telling us about.
Okay.
Sandy, can you, do you have anything to share about hepatitis?
Hepatitis A.
Alright, so what about hepatitis A? Can you share anything, Sandy?
I don't know about hepatitis A.
But you know that there is a hepatitis A. Very good. High five. Okay, thank you for sharing, Sander.
Okay.
All right. Are we moving on to the next virus?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what's the fourth virus?
Zika virus.
Zika virus. Parang, is it a nice name?
Uh-huh.
If you have a third sibling, do you want to name her Zika?
Yeah.
Yeah? And you'll call her Zika virus?
No.
No? What will you call hypothetical brother or sorry, hypothetical sister.
Sauk.
Zika Lim.
Zika Lim.
Sauk.
At the back.
Sauk.
Okay, so Sander is holding a shark because his favorite is baby shark. Okay, so who wants to go first? Who wants to tell mommy or our podcast listeners all about the Zika virus?
Yeah.
Okay, I can see Zara raising your hand.
Okay, Zika virus is a virus that can come to a bite of a mosquito, and this mosquito can be also the same mosquito that brings dengue, chikungunya, and yellow fever.
Wow.
And when Zika virus gets into your body, it makes you very sick.
Shocks. So, alam mo, I've actually never heard of anyone getting the Zika virus here in the Philippines, but it's been in the news a couple of years back, if I remember correctly.
Really?
Mm-hmm. All right. Sandra, do you want to share anything about Zika virus or about another virus?
Mm-hmm. I got to know virus.
What virus?
Germs.
Germs. Okay. So, anong masasabi mo about germs?
Good germs are fighting bad germs.
All right. The good germs are fighting the bad germs. So, even in the germ world, merong good, merong bad. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember what you told me when I told you that I'm a bacteria. Anong sabi mo? You are a?
White blood cell.
All right. And what do white blood cells do?
White blood cells fight the virus.
Okay. And then when they fight the virus, ano nangyayari sa virus?
And you know, yung virus is an ambayon, actually.
Huh?
What is ano ba yung virus?
Ano ba kinakain ng virus? Oh, alright. Anong kinakain ng virus?
Viruses eat some sweet, some junk food.
Junk food?
Ew.
Do you like junk foods?
No, not me.
I want junk
foods. You want junk foods? What junk foods do you like?
I like junk foods, but I don't like too much.
Alright.
I want junk food with the healthier.
A healthy junk food? Hindi na siya junk food.
Do you know there is a bacteria that makes oxygen?
Oh, what bacteria is that, Achi?
I don't know.
Do you remember, Sander?
I really, really know that it's inside the ocean.
It's inside the ocean. Okay, so maybe we can research on that and report that to our listeners next time.
Okay.
Virus na nasa sky and nasa sea.
Wow. There are viruses in the sky and in the sea. So parang all around, everywhere in the world.
And in the Earth's surface.
Oh. Can you tell us more about that?
That's what I only know.
Ah, alright. So that's what you know. Thank you, Sandra. Another high five. Okay. Mali na naman ang pindot ni Mami. Sorry. Dapat ito. Ayan. Clapping sound.
Why is it always like that?
Kasi I haven't labeled yet our sound pads. But later, I will label para next episode. Tama na. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So far we have talked about coronavirus. What was the second one?
It was
rabies.
Yeah, rabies virus.
And third, hepatitis.
Hepatitis.
Fourth was Zika virus. And finally, are we going on the last virus now? Because Sander is already snoring. Are you sleeping, baby Sander? You're nodding your head. You're sleeping.
Okay, let me see here.
Okay.
What's the last
one? Can you check? Actually.
Okay, the last one is chicken pox.
Chicken pox. Okay, so what about chicken pox?
Chicken pox is when...
Let's be quiet. Can you hear Sandra snoring?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Can you hear him snoring?
Yeah.
Yeah? Sandra, can you hear Sandra snoring? Huh? So Sander is already
asleep.
All right, so let's go back to chicken pox.
Okay, chicken pox is when you feel itchy, right?
Yeah, you feel itchy and
there are pink spots all over your body.
Ah, pink spots. Okay, what else?
And the name of the virus that causes chicken pox is varicella zoster.
Oh, so that's why when you get vaccinated at your doctor's office, the name of the vaccine is varicella vaccine. So, yun pala yung for chickenpox. So, eto, before Sander completely falls asleep, I'd like to ask, kasi you've been in lockdown for 1 year, but you've all only gotten out once, and that's for having your...
Injection.
Ah, sorry. That's for having your...
Injection.
Naalala mo pa, saan ka in-inject last time?
Nandito and nandito.
Okay, so in your right and left arm. So, naalala mo ba? Was it painful? Masakit ba? Or masarap?
Masakit.
Masakit. But? But?
But virus ouchie.
Alright, the virus ouchie. And what did the doc give you afterwards?
Candy.
Candy. So far, di ba sinabi ni doc, what were the, ano, di ba you brought that drawing with you sa check-up. So, ano yung, uh-huh. ano yung in-injection sa inyo na vaccine? It's good for?
Varicella zoster.
Varicella zoster. And?
And,
I think influenza.
May, she's under influenza A.
Okay.
Ako yung yellow fever and varicella zoster.
Oh, okay. Alright, so, before we end the second episode of your podcast, do you have anything else you want to share to our listeners? Maybe there are kids who are listening. Maybe there are their parents who are listening.
Do you know, Farah, if you get injected by the varicella zoster, you can still get it again?
So why do we need to inject if we will get it again?
Maybe, I'm not sure.
So same with the coronavirus. There are some people who got injected, vaccinated, but then they still got the COVID-19. But it's supposed to prevent severe illness. So sometimes people who get vaccinated and then get infected by that same virus.
Maybe merong strong virus.
Yeah, maybe merong strong virus. Maybe merong very weak immunity. Okay? So, aside from vaccines, is there a way for us that you know where we can build or improve our immunity?
Eat some fruits and vegetables.
Okay, eat fruits and vegetables. How about you, Sander? What about sleep, Sander?
Doggy.
Anong doggy? Do you have to sleep late or sleep early?
Sleep early.
Okay, sleep early. What else, Sarah?
Eat less junk food.
Alright, eat less junk food. So, in short, we have to increase our intake of nutritious food and eat less of the bad or the not helpful food.
Yeah. Do you know scientists are figuring out a vaccine that is good for coronavirus for us to not be sick again coronavirus?
Yes.
I hear you're stuttering, Achia.
I'm not stuttering.
It's all right. Because we are practicing. That's why we are doing this podcast, to help you improve your communication skills. Even mommy is not perfect when I'm doing my podcast as well. Pero
I'm not saying that.
It's all right. We are all learning by practicing, by doing. That's how we improve. So that's all right, right? So what else? Aside from you mentioned to improve or strengthen our immunity. So number one, probably could take the vaccine against a specific virus or group of viruses. Number two, eat more of the good food. Number three, eat less of the bad food. Sleep early. And something that starts with the letter E.
What is it?
What? The thing that you are doing with daddy downstairs.
Exercise.
Yeah, that's correct. Exercise. Okay, so it also helps build our immunity and our strength. Right?
Exercise si Marshall.
Okay, exercise si Marshall. Marshall is a
Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol.
And our because our body is created to move.
Yes, our body is created to move. So that's why when mommy is working, kailangan merong short breaks. So probably 20 minutes working, 5 minutes break, or 5 to 10 minutes. Oh, we cannot sing songs on podcasts, remember? Songs that aren't originally our own. Okay. All right, so anything else you want to tell our dear listeners?
Dr. Binok said it.
Dr. Binok said it. So, ayun. Okay, so we are done with our second episode. Yay! How are you feeling so far? Did you enjoy it, Sander? Did you enjoy your new microphone? How about you, Zara?
Yes!
Yes? Okay, Mommy enjoyed it too. Thank you so much for preparing for this episode, and let's discuss what we will share with our listeners on your third episode.
Yay!
All right. Probably could thank them.
Thank you for watching our video.
How about you, Sander?
And thank you for watching our podcast.
Thank you for watching our podcast.
Sorry, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Zara and Zani Studio podcast.
All right, say bye.
Bye-bye.
Hope to see you next week.
Hope to see you next week.
Keep safe, guys.
Keep safe, guys.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
I'll clip this.
Thank you for tuning in to
the Zara and Zani Studio.